Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me tell you a story about Emily Jones. Loves vanilla ice and microphones. Loves the hashtag and bust the flow. Most of all, baby, she loves this show. So stop, collaborate, and listen, DJ. Please pay attention, here comes some EJ. On Jerks and Pros, she disagreed with Ben. And secretly, I think she hates
time
skin.
For some Emily, some Emily, some Emily Jones.
Uh-huh.
For some Emily, some Emily, some Emily Jones.
Whoa.
You just put your lips on her lips right up on the TV. No, I won't apologize if this just got creepy.
She said she'd never come on the show again unless Ben wasn't here. And well, fortunately for us, Ben's on vacation. Here she is, Emily Jones.
Woo! Life is all about timing.
It is. Yes. Isn't it magical?
It is.
All right, so there's lots to talk to you about. But first of all, you work out in the hot sun.
I do.
And then your son is how old?
Seven. Oh, he'll be seven next week.
So he's at least playing T-ball?
He is playing coach pitch.
Coach pitch. So yes. you're spending your off time in the sun.
Well, no, because All-Stars got done in June.
Oh,
so
okay.
July we're done. So July and August is no sports.
No sports, no soccer, no nothing.
No. We got to unplug.
Okay. You have to.
Yeah. Everybody's got to unplug.
Your day Sunday was fascinating to me. all of it. And
did you watch my Insta story?
Daytime to nighttime. So I'm going to start in reverse here.
Okay.
Hot day in the sun.
Yeah.
Just worked a game. But we got a night off, Sunday night, right? Day game.
Okay.
We worked hard, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Uh-huh.
And we get home, and I love Jared and Mike doing the Frisco Rough Riders games.
Right.
Fox Sports Southwest, of course. But she tweets out that on her off night, she's just going to, after a long, hard day of baseball, just gonna watch a little Rough Riders and Missions action.
To the game, or
just watch
from my couch. So here's the deal: my kids are out of town for 10 days.
Uh-huh.
Party
and my party on my couch with my dog, and my
what
husband
is it, Spuds McKenzie.
My husband was fishing.
Okay.
And so literally, I come home Sunday night and I look around and I'm like, what do I do? So I like open a bottle of wine and I'm like, oh well, let's see what's on my TiVo, right? Like the DVR, I got to be backed up. Not one single thing for me to watch. So I'm like, I'm panicking. I'm having a panic attack about what I'm going to do with my time. So I don't have any shows I'm watching. I'm literally panicked. So I start hitting the sports channels and then I'm like, oh, the Rough Riders game is on. So I just.
Did you say it in that voice?
I did in my head. Actually, yeah. I may have said it out loud.
You didn't lose a bet. You watched it.
I did. And I didn't watch. And then I crushed some sushi and then I wrote a blog. And so it didn't end up totally.
Seems like you were like, hey, just got back from the ballpark. I need some more baseball.
I know. Uh-huh. But I liked also
Double A.
I liked listening to Jared and Mike.
They're
and
funny, right?
Sweet Melanie down there.
Uh-huh.
She's really good in that role.
Yeah,
like I should probably be worried about my job security. She's really good.
That's a fun broadcast.
They are. They're fun, and so I enjoyed it. I like to listen to my friends talk on TV.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting angle.
Yeah.
I just maybe wish they were doing something besides Double A baseball. But is that her nickname, Sweet Melanie?
Sweet Melanie, yeah.
That's a great nickname, man.
Yeah.
Sweet Melanie G.
Sweet Melanie N.
Oh, so, it's N.
Yeah.
So let's get into this fishing trip.
Let's get into it.
What was he doing?
So we have no kids, and so I was working all weekend, and so he's like, "Well, I'm just going to go down to the coast and fish for a while."
And did he roll with some homies, or?
So he has got a homie that has a house down there, and so what they do is all the guys kind of just go stay in it whenever, and then like part of the payoff is you do some home improvements.
Okay.
Which I say that with like quotation marks. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Right.
Whatever.
They're walking by a hammer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he just went out there and fished for a couple days and did some home improvements to the house, like the house that they all stay in, and cruised back yesterday.
So where are the kids?
The kids are in Virginia with my sister.
Okay.
They're there for 10 days.
God, that's incredible.
It really is. But I'm having, it's a little, you know, I've got some anxiety issues that I've just, I mean, I've always had them, but I have a hard time sitting still. Uh-huh. So it's a little weird for me to have like this much quiet time with alone with my thoughts in my head.
Uh-huh. The only times I've ever been around your husband were just kind of in casual, you know, public settings or yeah. whatever. But I kind of have in my mind that he's crazy laid back.
Crazy laid back.
So you're
he's pretty laid back, right? Like, I mean, he's type A on certain things, but uh-huh. like stuff that I get riled up about, he's not getting riled up about.
So that's good that you got a balance.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if I was with someone like me, it'd be a nightmare. yeah, I mean.
Well, and so by letting your kids go to your sister, that creates other anxieties for you? Like you're worried about them or?
No, I'm not worried about them at all.
Okay.
No, I'm just, you know, your mind just, my mind just doesn't stop working.
You don't want your crap to do.
Which is why I do a bunch of stuff. Yeah. I fill my time
right.
a lot because my wheels are just spinning.
You ever saw a shrink about that?
I've just started doing therapy.
It's good, man. It's awesome. I've done it too. It's great.
Awesome. Yeah,
you need it. Yeah, absolutely,
for sure. And there, you know, there are other things that can assist in the calming down of the mind flow.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it at that.
We were just earlier talking about this Robin Williams documentary, and there was
I want to see that. I heard you guys talking about
it. It's so good. And one of the comments that was made was like Robin had that light he could never turn off.
Yeah, it's hard. Like for me, it's hardest like bedtime. So like when I'm trying, like there's certain like things I have to go through in the house, like to make sure everything has to be in order before I can like legitimately fall asleep without issue. So it's just, it's hard. And the way I kind of came to like own up to it is Henry started having panic attacks. Like,
oh, wow.
You can see the anxiety in him. And
yeah.
So I thought it was important for me to own up to mine to make him feel like he was not alone in this whole anxiety process. And so we saw a therapist and tried to, you know, handle how we deal with, you know, anxiety with him. And then also too, I feel like it's important for me to talk about. And, so it's just kind of, I've just started being more like not embracing it, but being more open with myself.
It helps you. It's a really interesting, I was going to say amazing, but that's not the word. But when you see this character trait in one of your kids that you have and you consider it a flaw for yourself, like I'll see my son Desmond do something and I'll be like, oh man, he's screwed.
Yeah.
That kid, that poor kid, because it's just like me and I've got problems.
Yes, I know. And then you feel so helpless. I'm like, I'm 40 and I'm coping with, you know, anxiety, how I handle it, all that kind of stuff. I can't imagine what it must like be so overwhelming to him at 7, and I just want him to know that it's okay and, you know, that this is a normal thing and we just have to figure out how to handle it. And I mean, but I've also done crazy S as a mother where like, because we're not a coddling household. We're uh-huh. not a, you know, we're strict and stern on things and, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so, I mean, we were at a water park and I shoved him down a water slide. I was like, you're not your sister. You know, I paid good money to be here. You're not just going to sit in the lazy river the whole day. We're
right.
going down this water slide.
Right.
Your sister's going down. Your sister, the girls are going down and they're younger and smaller and, you know, and so literally he's crying and I shoved him down a water slide.
That's so great.
Yeah. And what was great is his other little friend also too was scared and the mom and I are the same. And she also shoved her kid at the same time down the water slides that are next to each other. But so also you have to realize like you have how to deal with it as a parent, right? Like
yeah.
probably with Henry shoving him down a water slide is not the best course of action.
Huh.
But it's what we did. And he actually enjoyed it. He thought it was fun,
right?
But then he never wanted to do it again.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah. So, I mean, it's crazy. This parenting thing is not. It's not easy.
No,
this is the deepest Emily Jones segment.
I know. Well, you start rapping or something.
That's why. I mean, we can talk Rangers if you want, but I find you to be an interesting person. And for our listeners, you're a public person, and so I like talking about these things with you because I really feel like our listeners get more out of that from you than going, "Hey, Delino got sent down, Emily."
Right. Yeah. Well, I think too, one thing that I've gotten more comfortable with, and I think one thing I've really tried to do because I feel like so much out there on social media, and maybe it's just who I'm following or whatever, is like these like perfect people and, you know, that like, oh, this, you know, oh, my husband walks in a room and I still, my heart skips a beat and it goes pitter patter. And I'm
what?
Like,
oh, God, my wife hates me.
I mean, it's like, look, yeah, marriage is hard. Relationships are hard. Friendships are hard. Getting out of bed and putting on makeup and fixing my hair is hard. So, like, for me to pretend like, oh, look at me rocking this cute outfit and looking all cute. I don't know. I just – maybe it's just the way I see it where I just don't want to put that out there. Like, I mean, I really do feel like I'm a giant S-show.
Uh-huh.
And I, but I'm okay with it. Like,
it's embraceable, though. I mean,
but I mean well. Like, I'm not trying – I'm not – at the end of the day, I may be an S show and I may not, I'm not definitely not perfect. And I may not have the best hair and the best clothes and the perfect family and the perfect anything. But at the same time, like I'm just trying to be a good person.
Right.
I'm trying to do good things. I'm trying to do the right things. I'm trying to teach my kids not to be a-holes. Like it's just at the end of the day, if you strip it down, that's what it's all about. And I just don't have the time or the energy to put anything out there that's like this
phony. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and for some people that's great and that makes them feel good. And what, if that makes you feel good, go get it.
Right.
Girl, boy, whatever you want to show doing pull-ups, whatever. Huh. Now at the same time, right. I mean, whatever you want to do, but at the same time, like I'll give you an example. So I took batting practice today with Ronald Guzman. We're doing this thing for Facebook Live. So I connected on a couple pitches.
Nice.
You better effing believe I'm going to post that because I am so proud of that.
Oh, you should be.
And that's okay, right?
Yeah.
But just to pretend, but then I'll, you know, the self-deprecation is also very important to me. Like, I don't want anyone to ever feel like I'm unapproachable or I'm not, that I'm some, you know, chick on TV that you see and think this thing of.
You're not Britt McHenry.
I'm trying to. No, please.
You know what I'm saying, though. You're like a real person. And I know for me, and I think KT has these similar tendencies, I always relate to the flawed people that can still do things.
Right.
Because that's really the vast majority of people.
Yeah, right?
That's the vast majority of people is people figuring out how to get over their flaws to do the things that they want to do.
I just want to know who I'm dealing with. Like, I want to know people.
Yeah.
I don't want to swim in the shallow end with you. I want to know who you really are. And there are certain people, they're not comfortable with that. And I get that too. And it's a weird dynamic for me because of the whole, you know, social anxiety disorder. Like my friends just now have figured out like that I legitimately have social anxiety disorder and they are startled by it. Yeah. And for me, it's like, and when I, like if someone sees me out or whatever, and then I am overly nice to them because I'm so concerned that they're going to have a negative impression of me. And that's something that bothers me. Not that I care about what everyone thinks. I want everyone to like me, but I don't necessarily want you to like me, but I don't want you to think I'm a terrible human.
Sure.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
I think one of the greatest things, by the way, if you don't know, this is Emily Jones joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. I think one of the greatest things that's happened at our station since me and Ben have been here has been Kavanaugh being so vocal and public about his particular issues that he deals with. And man, it just helps so many people to be, because I mean, the fact is that a lot of people have jobs and they wish they had our jobs.
Right.
And so I'm not saying they look up to us, but they appreciate our situation. Go, man, I'd love to have that situation.
And they connect.
And they connect.
Yeah.
And so for them, I mean, Kavanaugh is one of the most likable people at our station. And for him to be just so out front with stuff and open with stuff, it helps so many people.
Right. Well, and two, you want people to be able to, you want people to have that comfort, right?
Like, of course.
You want that. I mean, I wrote a blog just this week about Henry's anxiety and how we're kind of dealing with it as a family in our house and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, and I've had people reach out to me and say that, you know, they've had similar situations with their kids, especially, I mean, anxiety is such a common problem, but the mental stuff is so taboo with people still. But people don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to talk about it. They don't know how to react to it. And so the more conversations that you can have about it, I think the better off that everyone is. But like, same thing with, I had to do IVF with Henry. So I always like to talk to women about that. That was something that I was ashamed of in the beginning because I felt like that you're supposed to be able to do this as a woman. That's your one thing, right? Is to be able to pop out a kid, and I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so I always, you know, if I ever, you know, I always try to offer that up to people, and that's a very private thing for certain people. So it's all about what you're comfortable sharing, right?
Right.
And so for me, I guess there's a lot of things I'm comfortable sharing. Mostly because I'm just okay with the fact that I'm an S show. I'm just okay.
You've done very well despite being an S show.
Like,
yeah.
I'm just, yeah.
That's so Sunday, you did the whole Instagram story thing all day long. Because I think it's kind of what we're talking about a little bit. I think showing everyone your entire life all the time is exhausting.
Exhausting. Like, I did that one. I Instagrammed that one story, and I was like, oh, my God, this is a lot of work.
It was the Sunday day game where it was 110 degrees.
Yeah.
And you're just a bunch of water bottles.
But, but some people, that's their thing. And that's my whole deal, is if that's your thing and it makes you feel good to take pictures of yourself in the mirror crushing a workout, go get it. That's awesome. I can't even – I mean, tell you how exhausting.
What if your whole career, think about the, and the Kardashians are extreme, but what if your whole career was making every dump you took public?
Right.
I mean, that is, wow.
Yeah.
That's your life.
Right.
Good God.
And then make it, I mean, and listen, it's just, it's a whole change in culture and it's a whole, and for me, I mean, you remember this conversation we had, Skin, when Twitter came out and you, it was like, what's going to happen to Twitter? I'm like, oh, it's totally a fad. It's going away and I'm digging my heels in, not going to be on it. And then now it's a big part of what I've got, you know, what I've got to do.
Part of your job.
It's part of my job.
Yeah.
It's absolutely part of my job. And I try to walk away from it and step away from it some, but then, you know, like yesterday I was going to, I'm like, no Twitter today. I'm just going to be Twitter free. And Blake's like, I need you to tweet this thing on the luncheon for the Hall of Fame with Vlad Guerrero. So I'm like, okay. And then, you know, so it's part of it.
I can remember many times my wife going, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm on Twitter. She goes, why are you on Twitter? I'm like, honey, it's part of my job. She goes, then why are you liking a monkey video right now? I'm like, all right.
Because it's funny.
That's fair.
It's funny.
I can have fun and work and bounce back and forth. You're making good points. Shut up. You're making me mad.
The bear having a margarita in the hot tub.
That's
so great. So great.
Yeah. There was one today that was like, what do you do when a mountain lion's waiting on you in your living room?
Sleeping on the couch. Okay, before we let you go, as you know, one of my favorite people in the world is Dana Larson. I know she's one of your favorite people. She's coming on at 5:40.
She is.
She's. We have her on like maybe once a year.
Great.
And so Dana's very opposite of you. We're like, hey, Emily, we'll talk to you in 10 minutes. Cool. Where Dana's like, what are we going to talk? She's very organized.
Very.
And, you know, y'all have kind of different personalities, but y'all are very good friends. Do we need to ask Dana at 5:40?
Gosh. Ask Dana about the text conversations that she and I have during a Ranger game.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We will. Hey, anything that you want to promote or let the world know about?
No, we're good. Thanks again to everyone for the Do It for Dirt Foundation event. It was incredible. We have helped now. I just wrote the check this morning for our 71st family that we will have helped.
That's so cool.
Over $1 million. We're so proud and so thankful for y'all for always letting us, you know, do things like this and for the people who listen who support us. So
anytime you need us, EJ.
Okay.
She is Emily Jones. Next time she raps. We love her so damn much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.